Mark wrote this good news about Jesus. I will start reading at chapter 1. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 8. The heading is John Baptized People. This story is good news. It is all about Jesus Christ, God's Son. The story starts like this. A long time before Jesus was born, God told a man called Isaiah to write about the things God was going to do for Jesus later on. Isaiah wrote, "God is going to send a man to get everything ready for him. That man will talk about him and will make a way for people to listen to him. That man will call out to people out in the bush and he will say, 'You mob, get ready. Later on, God is going to come to this country and live with you for a while. You have to clear the road for him.'" The man Isaiah was talking about was a man called John. God sent him to get things ready for Jesus. John started to speak God's words to people. He lived out in the bush and wore rough clothes made out of camel's hair and a leather belt. He ate grasshoppers and bush honey. John spoke to people out in the bush. He said, "All you people have got to be really, really sorry for the wrong way you are living. You have to turn right around and live God's way." He also told them, "If you are really sorry, I will take you through a special washing ceremony. I will baptize you." People from all over the country called Judea and Jerusalem went out into the bush to listen to John. People told John that they were sorry for the things that they did, so he baptized them in the Jordan River. John told them, "There is a man coming to this country later on. He is more important and stronger than me. I am not good enough to touch his foot or to undo his shoelaces. I am just nothing. I have cleaned you on the outside with water, but this new man will make you properly clean with God's power. He will clean you on the inside with the Holy Spirit." The next section is from verse 9 to verse 11. The heading is John Baptized Jesus. At that time, John was talking to people. Jesus was still living in a small community called Nazareth in Galilee. Later, Jesus left his home and walked all the way south to a place on the Jordan River. John was baptizing people there. After he got to that place, Jesus went down into the water and John baptized him. As he got up out of the water, Jesus looked up and saw the sky open up, and he saw the Holy Spirit come down to him, just like a pigeon. And God said to him, "You are my son. I love you very much, and I'm very happy with you." The next section is from verse 12 to verse 13. The heading is Satan Tested Jesus. Straight away, God's Holy Spirit sent Jesus into the bush. Jesus camped out there for 40 days. The boss of all of the bad spirits, called Satan, came to him and tried to trick him. Satan didn't want Jesus to listen to God. Satan wanted to be the boss for Jesus. There were wild animals all around in that place, but God's special helpers, called angels, came and looked after Jesus. The next section is from verse 14 to verse 15. The heading is Jesus Went Back to Galilee. The government boss of all the country around Jerusalem was called King Herod. He didn't like John and sent some soldiers to arrest him and put him in jail. Then Jesus went back to Galilee country and he kept telling people God's good news. He said, "Now is the right time for God to show himself as the one good boss over everybody. You mob should take notice and turn right around and live God's way. You have to believe this good news." The next section is from verse 16 to verse 20. The heading is Jesus told some men to leave their job and follow him. One day, Jesus walked next to a really big lake called the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two men throwing a net into the water to catch fish. That was their job. One man was called Simon, and the other was his young brother, Andrew. Jesus said, "Hey, you two, I want you to come with me. I want you to stop catching fish and start catching people for me." Straight away, Simon and Andrew dropped their nets and followed Jesus. As he kept walking along next to the water, he saw an old man called Zebedee and his two sons, James and John. They were all getting their nets ready to catch fish. Like before, Jesus called out to James and John to stop their work and follow him. Straight away, they left their father and the other workmen in the boat and followed Jesus. The next section is from verse 21 to verse 28. The heading is, Jesus forced a bad spirit to leave a man. Jesus and his new four followers went to a town called Capernaum. On Saturday, the Jewish rest day, Jesus went to the Jewish meeting place and was teaching God's word to the people. The people listened to him and were really surprised because Jesus spoke with clear and strong words. They knew that he was teaching God's words really straight. The Jewish law teachers didn't talk like that. Then, in the middle of a meeting, a man with a bad spirit in him called out, "Leave us, Jesus of Nazareth. Why do you trouble us? Are you going to kill all of us bad spirits dead? We know you. You are God's special person." Jesus spoke to the bad spirit strongly. "Be quiet. Come out of him." The bad spirit made the man take a fit. It screamed loudly, and then it came out of the man and went away. All the people were watching and got a big shock. They asked each other, "What is going on? The man is teaching us something new, and he has so much power. He tells Satan's workers to get out of the person, and those bad spirits do what he says. They go away." All the people went out and told everybody about Jesus. Everyone in Galilee heard about him. The next section is from verse 29 to verse 34. The heading is, Jesus made a lot of sick people better. After the meeting, Jesus went with Simon and Andrew to their house. James and John went with him. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever. She was really hot and sweating too much. They told Jesus, "This lady here is sick." So he held out her hand and started to lift her up. Straight away she got better, and she got up and gave them a feed. Late that afternoon, just after the sun went down, all the people from that town brought all the sick people and people with bad spirits in them to Simon's house. A big mob were there outside that house. Jesus made lots of sick people better, and he forced lots of bad spirits to go out of the people. The bad spirits knew that Jesus was God's son, but he didn't want them to tell everyone, so he forced those bad spirits to be quiet. The next section is from verse 35 to verse 39. The heading is, Jesus prayed. The next day, Jesus got up very early, before the sun came up, and walked out from the town to pray by himself. Later on, Simon and the others got up and they looked everywhere for Jesus. They found him and said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus said to them, "Come on, let's go. I have to go to the other towns around here too and tell everyone the good news. This is the job I came to do." So Jesus went everywhere, all around Galilee, telling people God's story in the Jewish meeting places. He also forced bad spirits to go out of lots of people. The next section is from verse 40 to verse 45. The heading is, a man had really bad skin sickness, but Jesus made him better. a man walked up to Jesus. He had a really bad skin sickness. He got down on his knees in front of Jesus and kept asking him to make him better. That man said, "I know that if you want to, you can make me better." Jesus was really sorry for the sick man and said, "I do want to make you better." Then Jesus touched him with his hand and said, "You are better now." And straight away, the man was better. Jesus then told him strongly, "I don't want you to tell anyone about this, but I want you to go and show your skin to the leaders of the Jewish ceremony so that they can see that you are better. You have to go to God's house and do the right ceremony that Moses gave us to say thank you to God. He is the one that makes us better. When you do that ceremony, everyone will see that God has been good to you." But the man didn't do what Jesus said. He went away and told everyone, "Jesus made me better." After people heard this man's story, they came from everywhere. So many people came to Jesus that he couldn't walk by himself anymore in the towns, but he had to stay out in the bush. But people still came from everywhere and found him.